you this morning.
我今天很高兴能够在这里与大家在一起崇拜。
My wife Janine is usually with me. She was not able to come today.
我太太通常会跟我一起来，但是很可惜今天她不能来。
For those who don't know me, I'm serving as a missionary with an organization called BEE World.
那些不认识我的，我是在一个宣教机构里面服侍，叫做 BEE World 世界。
BEE stands for Biblical Education by Extension.
Okay, that's all right. Difficult to translate.
Let me describe it this way. Our ministry is to bring training, biblical training, to pastors, especially in countries where that training is not readily available.
Okay. 我们的事工主要是把我们要训练的这个材料带到不同国家去，尤其是那些地方这些资料不容易得到。
Outside of the West, mainly North America and Europe, only about 10% of the pastors have had any formal Bible training.
通常在北美之外的国家，大概只有10%的这些牧师们有机会去接受这个神学院的这个所谓的训练。
So if those who come to Christ are to grow in spiritual maturity, the leaders need to be grounded in God's word in order to teach from God's word.
所以在那些地方，如果新的信徒需要能够成长，能够成熟的话，他们就需要有人能够有很好的训练，能够来帮助他们。
My wife and I are the proud parents of 8 children.
我们有八个小孩。
And our oldest daughter is waiting for her 5th child, actually her 6th child.
我们年纪最大的这个女儿，她现在正在待产，会是第六个小孩。
Her youngest unfortunately went home to be with the Lord at the beginning of this year, but God in His grace had already known and they were expecting another one.
最小的已经回去与神同在，很可惜，但是现在他们会有一个新的。
That's not an advertisement for a lot of children.
我们不是在宣传说要有很多小孩。
But we've learned that God uses everything in our lives to change us into the people He wants us to be.
但是我们相信说神在我们生命里面用每一个机会要来帮助我们来认识他。
And for those of you who are parents, you understand that God uses children to change us as parents.
我们有小孩的家长们，我们都知道有很多时候神会用我们的小孩来教我们。
If you have your Bibles with you, we'd like to turn to a very familiar passage in the Gospel of John, chapter 3.
我们可不可以打开我们的圣经，然后看约翰福音第三章，大家可能很熟悉这段经文。
Before we read, let's ask God to bless our time together.
在我们没开始之前，我们先祷告，求神来祝福我们今天的时间。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you are in every way the one in control.
我们在天上父，我们实在感谢你，因为我们知道你是掌管一切的神。
We know that you have brought us together this morning.
我们知道今天你把我们带到这个地方。
We pray that as we look into your word, that your Holy Spirit will be the one who teaches us.
当我们来看主您话语的时候，希望圣灵是那位来教导我们的。
I pray your word will speak clearly.
我们祷告，让你的话能够很清楚地对我们说话。
I pray that it will address for each of us the needs that we have.
求主让你的话来向我们的心来说话，然后会让我们的心里面的需要能够得到满足。
Give us eyes to see and ears to hear what you have for us this morning.
让我们眼睛能够看到，耳朵能够听到你今天要向我们所说的。
We pray this in Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名求，阿门。
John 3:16 to 18. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's only begotten Son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
That's a very familiar passage, and it highlights a key thought in Scripture, which isWe're called to believe.
这一段经文对我们来讲可能很熟悉。主要的要告诉我们说我们需要相信。
Let's also look at another passage that deals with this in a slightly different way, and that's in Numbers.
民数记，让我们再来看民数记里面另外一段经文。
Numbers 13, and we'll read a few verses in chapter 13 and then also in chapter 14.
我们要看几段经文是在第十三章跟十四章里面的。
Just to explain the context of this passage, this is the time when Israel was ready to go into the promised land and sent 12 spies to check it out before they crossed the Jordan.
这两段经文的背景里面是当以色列他们要进入神要带他们进入迦南地的时之前，他们要送出十二位探子。
And what we're going to be reading is the report that came back after they spied out the land and God's response to them.
那这两段经文里面就是他们窥探了那个地方之后回来，他们所做的报告，然后神对他们所说的话。
So we're reading, beginning with verse 30 in chapter 13.
我们在第十三章里面要从三十节开始读。
Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We can't attack these people. They're stronger than we are." And they spread among the Israelites a bad report.About the land that they had explored. They said, "The land we explored devours those living in it, and the people we saw there are of great size."
从三十到三十二节，他如此说：加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说：我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能打胜。但那些和他同去的人说：我们不能上去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。探子中有人论到所窥探之地，向以色列人报恶信，说我们所窥探经过这之地是吞吃居民之地，我们在那里所看见的人民都身量高大。
The people, you may remember, listened to the 12 spies who, or the 10 spies who said, "No, we can't do it."
以色列人他们听到这些十二位探子所报告的。他们的结论是说不行，我们不可能做到。
So we pick this up in verse 10 of chapter 14.
第十四章，我们来看十到十二节。
Now the whole assembly talked about stoning them. That's Moses and Aaron and Joshua and Caleb. Then the glory of the Lord appeared at the tent of meeting to all the Israelites. The Lord said to Moses, How long will these people treat me with contempt? How long will they refuse to believe in me in spite of all the miraculous signs I've performed among them? I will strike them down with a plague and destroy them, but I will make you into a nation greater and stronger than they.
但全会众说，拿石头打死他们两人，指的是摩西、亚伦。但全会众，忽然耶和华的荣光在会幕中向以色列众人显现。耶和华对摩西说，这百姓藐视我要到何时呢？我在他们中间行了这一切神迹，他们还不信我要到几时呢？我要用瘟疫击杀他们，使他们不得承受那地，叫你的后裔成为大国，比他们强盛。
I wanted to look at these passages together this morning because they focus on an important element from Scripture, namely to believe, or on the other hand, to not believe.
今天我选择这几段经文，是要来让我们一起来思考，今天的，所要讲的中心的信息，就是相信或是不相信。
And yes, if you recognized it,This is borrowing from Shakespeare's famous line, to be or not to be, that's the question.
今天找到信息，你们注意到我是从莎士比亚这个文学的名作里面一句话所借过来的。是还是不是，这是最大的问题。
We're going to look at the question of believing or not believing.
今天我们要探讨的问题是信或是不信。
You see, believing is not only a central theme in Scripture, but it's really the single point at which Christianity, biblical Christianity, differs from every other religion or religious system.
信或者是不信，这不只在圣经里面，是一个非常重要的一个概念。而且在这个我们基督教里面是跟所有其他不同的宗教里面最大的一个不同点。
In every religious system or religion other than Christianity, humans are expected to work to attain whatever the ultimate state is, whether that's heaven or nirvana or one with the universe or whatever it is.And we have to work for it in order to get to that point.
除了基督教信仰之外，其他所有的宗教都在强调说你们需要做什么，然后才能够让你们达到那个所谓的终极的境界。如果是佛教的话，他们就是说涅或者是所谓的极乐世界等。
Only biblical Christianity insists that we as humans.Can never achieve or earn by working whatever it is that ultimately is out there.
只有基督教说，我们不可能用我们自己的行为能够要达到我们所要达到的目的。
Rather, in biblical Christianity, perfection, righteousness, and eternal life is available only as a gift from God, and we receive that.By believing.
只有在基督教信仰里面说我们唯一可以达到神要给我们那个终极的境界只有靠着信心。
So John 3:16 describes that transaction.
约翰福音三章十六节就形容了这个基督教信仰的中心。
We believe in God.
我们信神
and God takes away our punishment and gives us eternal life.
神就免了我们受责罚，能够得到永生。
There's no earning or working for it.
没有任何你能够做的，能够让你得到永生。
But let's talk to be clear about what it really means to believe.
但是让我们来思考一下，到底信是什么意思？
We don't have time to go into the Greek or the Hebrew this morning, but suffice it to say that the terms that the Bible uses, whether it's to believe or to trust or to have faith, they all mean the same thing and they're used essentially interchangeably.
今天早上我们没有时间来仔细的看希伯来文和希腊文里面对信心的形容，但是我们在圣经里面我们知道说 believing 信，或者是信心的操作，或者是说信靠神基本上他们是有相同的意思。
If you compare the gospel writers, the gospel of John uses the word believe many, many times.
约翰在这个他的所写的约翰福音里面，他用的字是信 ，believe.
The other three gospel writers prefer to use the word faith, and they use that much more than the word believe.
另外三个作者，马太、马可跟路加，他们用的是 faith。是信心。
What believing is not is just mental agreement or assent.
但是信并不只是一个我们脑海里面所想的一个概念而已。
Many people say they believe in God or believe in Jesus.
很多人他们说他们相信神或者相信耶稣。
But that really is only in the sense that they believe he exists.
但是他们真正的意思是说，他们相信神跟耶稣是存在的。
It's not enough.
这是不够的。
Listen to what James says in James 2:19.
我们看一下雅各书里面二章十九节雅各所说的。
You surely believe that there's one God? That's fine. Even the demons believe this, and it makes them shake with fear.
你相信有只有一位神，你相信的不错。即使魔鬼也信，只是战惊。
Notice, there are no demons who are saved by believing that God is one.
注意，大家注意，没有一个魔鬼是得到永生的。
That type of belief doesn't do anything.
那种的信是没有什么用的。
So let's define and illustrate what the Bible actually means by believing.
那我们看看圣经里面它所谓的信到底是什么意思。
Biblically,To believe means that I actively place my reliance on something or someone because I'm persuaded that they're trustworthy.
圣经里面的信是指我们积极的来信赖某一个事情或者某个人。我们是学习来依靠他的。
This is the only way that we will ever receive salvation and forgiveness.
这是唯一我们能够得到救赎的一个方式。
The key is reliance.
这最重要的一点就是我们是信靠。
Let me illustrate that with a little story.
让我来用几个这个例子来形容。
Back in the 1800s, there was a famous man by the name of Charles Blondin.
在十九世纪那个时候，有一个很有名的人叫 Charles Blondin。
He was famous because he was a tightrope walker.
他是一个很有名的人，因为他是走钢索的人。
He came from France but moved to the United States.
他是法国人，但是到了美国。
And found the perfect place where he wanted to do a tightrope walk.
他找到一个很好的一个地方，他可以来让他来做出那件他是会做的事情。
He wanted to walk across Niagara Falls.
他要在尼加拉瓜瀑布上面走钢索。
You may have seen the fellow who walked the tightrope by Niagara Falls a few years ago.
前几年你们可能看过或者听说过。有一个人就是这样做过的。
Charles Blondin didn't walk right at the falls. He walked about where the bridge is that is just a little bit downstream.
Blondin 他说走的钢索并不是真的是经过这个整个这个瀑布，而是在旁边的一个桥那边他走了钢索。
So this tightrope was about 1,000 meters across.
它全长大概是一千 千多少一千 meter
yard
yards okay 一千码左右
and they stretched the wire he walked it and people loved it
啊、就这样子走过去了然后看到人都非常喜欢
but what do you do after you do a feat like that
啊、如果你能够走这样的一千码的这个钢索走过去的话啊、你会怎么样
he had to make it harder
他要让他做得更难一点。
So he tried different things, blindfolded.
所以他试着不同的方式，然后用这个东西把他眼睛蒙住。
Then he walked across that on stilts. Stilts. Where you're walking, standing higher off the ground than like two poles.
Two poles. Okay. Yeah.所以他就 拿一个棍子、啊、然后这样走过去。
At one point, he pushed a wheelbarrow across with a sack of potatoes in it.、
啊、有一次他、那个、推了一袋的这个、土豆、走钢索过去。
When he finished that feat, he asked, Do you think I could do this carrying a person in the wheelbarrow?
他做完之后他就 问大家说那我可不可以、放一个人在一个这个推车里面、然后钢索这样把这个人推过去。
And the people cheered, sure you can do it, you're the greatest tightrope walker ever.
所以很多人说当然我们相信你可以做得到。
So he said, who will volunteer to sit in the wheelbarrow?
所以他说有谁愿意坐在那个推车里面让我把他推过去。
No one would do it.
没有人愿意。
That's the difference between believing with words and believing by relying on something.
这个就是所谓的信，你只是相信他能够做到这件事情，和信靠他的最大的差别。
A few years later, he offered to pay anyone $1,000, which in today's dollars would be $10,000-$20,000, to be carried on his back.
几年之后他就说如果有人愿意坐在我的肩膀上我把他带过去的话我就给他1000块、那时候1000块等于今天的可能10000或者不止。
His manager, Harry Colcord, went out and found 3 men who were willing to do that.
他的这个经理、在找到3个人、说他们愿意。
But each one,When it got to the day that they were supposed to be carried on his back, chickened out.
但是到真的要做的那一天，他们全部退缩了。
So finally, he asked Harry Colcord to do it.
最后，他问他自己经理：“你愿意吗？”
And he did it.
他决定，他说他可以。
Harry Colcord believed Charles Blondin.
所以。他的经理是真正的相信他的人。
The rest did not.
所有其他人都不相信。
So genuine faith that brings salvation means this.
所以真正的信仰是这个意思。
When I ask God to forgive me of all my sin and all of my guilt and to give me the life that will last forever, I must believeThat he will do it only because Jesus took the punishment that I deserve, which is death, when he died on the cross in my place.
我们真正的信、是指、我们相信神会因为耶稣、为我们死，然后赦免我们的罪、然后让我们能够免去罪的责罚。而且这是会是永远的。那我需要的是要相信。我相信的是因为耶稣基督为我罪所付上的代价。
And I must believe that when he rose from the dead, he did so to prove that God accepted that sacrifice.
我必须相信，当耶稣从死里复活，他确实为我们付上了那个罪的代价。
But I must not add anything else to that.
我们不能加入任何其他的东西。
Because everything else that I add takes away from the total solution that God gave.
我们不能加入任何其他东西，因为如果我们加入任何其他东西的话，我们就把神所做的给变少了一些东西。
Jesus' death and resurrection is the only thing that will save us.
耶稣的死跟他复活是唯一能够救我们的。
We'd like to focus this morning on not believing, but if you're here today and you have never believed in this way, I have something to say to you.
如果你今天是还没有信主的话，我有东西我想要跟大家说一下。
God's salvation, His forgiveness, is a gift.
神的救赎是一个他给我们的礼物。
We can't pay for a gift.
我们不能礼物是不能用钱来付的。
But God asks us to believe that His gift is enough.
神要我们相信说他给我们的礼物是足够的。
If you have never accepted that gift, please come afterward and talk to one of the deacons or the leaders or Pastor Kendall.
如果你还没有信主的话，我们希望说等一下聚会完的时候，你可以或者跟牧师或者跟教会的长职来讨论。
We'd love to show you what it means to put your total faith, your reliance on what Christ did on the cross.
今天我希望大家能够来思考我们信心是完全的信靠。
When you do, God will transform your life.
如果你如此做的话，神就会改变你的生命。
This morning, I'd like to focus on those of us who are already believers.
今天早上我们也希望那些已经是信主的人。
The challenge for us is this question. Do we really believe in God?
对我们来讲，我们的挑战是我们真的是信我们的神吗？
Remember the difference between being carried across and saying that we could go across.
记得刚才我们所说的例子，相信一个人能做到跟愿意完全信靠他是不一样的。
Believing doesn't only apply to salvation.
信不只是为了得救而已。
It also applies to everyday living.
它也应用在我们每天我们的生活里面。
We're called to have faith or to believe Christ every day, every moment.
我们神呼召我们是每天每时每刻都来学习信靠他。
And in that case also, believing means to totally rely on him.
所以信心意思是说我们要完全的信靠。
Listen to what Hebrews 11:6 tells us.
我们来看一看希伯来书十一章第六节里面说的。
Without faith, it's impossible to believe God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
So let's draw two observations from Scripture.
那从这一段经文里面来，我们来下两个结论。
First of all,God could have transformed us into perfect beings right at the moment that we came to faith in Christ.
第一，神可以在我们信主的那一刻就把我们改变成为完全人。
In His wisdom, He chose not to do that.
但是神选择不如此做。
Because while we remain in this human body, we know that we cannot, in our own power, live perfect lives.
因为我们大家都知道，只要我们有一天活在世上，我们就没有那个能力能活出一个完全的生命。
We all experience that.
我们自己的经历告诉我们。
our problem, excuse me, for our own good and for God's glory, we're forced to depend on Him.
为了我们自己的缘故跟神的荣耀，神让我们学习完全的来信靠他。
Because He's the one who has to give us both the power and even the desire to live as we ought to live.
因为只有他能够给我们能力和有一个渴望来活出我们当活出的生命。
This is exercising faith.
那这个就是我们怎么样来经历这个信心的果效。
Second observation.
第二个观察
We are in fact utterly dependent on God for everything.
我们在所有的一切事上我们都完全来 要来依靠他
this includes every breath that we take, every heartbeat that keeps us alive.
包括我们每天我们的气息跟我们的心跳都跟他息息有关
Our problem is that we live in a delusion of self-sufficiency.
我们的问题是我们妄想我们自己靠自己就可以了。
We think we're actually in control of our lives.
我们以为我们可以掌管我们自己一切，生命里面的一切。
Yet, in fact, we control almost nothing.
但是我们知道我们很多事情我们是完全没有办法控制的。
So we don't realize the truth that we really are dependent on God for everything.
所以我们很多时候我们没有理解这个真理就是我们完全是要依靠神的。
So Hebrews 11:6 that we just read reminds us that when we recognize our desperate condition and choose to trust Him, that is to rely totally on Him, this pleases God.
希伯来书十一章第六节我们刚才读过的告诉我们说我们需要了解我们在无助的状态的时候我们需要选择来完全的依靠神，然后这才能讨神的喜悦。
The reason it pleases God is because when we have to depend on Him, He gets the glory.
原因是当我们学习来完全依靠他的时候，神才能得到荣耀。
Now those are good reasons to believe.
这些是很好的理由，为什么我们需要相信的原因。
But Scripture goes further and warns us that we can choose to not believe.
圣经也提醒我们说，我们有另外一个选择，我们可以选择不相信。
Remember the passage from Numbers that we read earlier?
我们记得刚才我们所读的《民数记》里面第十四章里所说的。
God was speaking to Moses and Aaron and said this about the Israelites. How long will they refuse to believe in me.
神对摩西跟亚伦说有关以色列人他说他们不信我要多久。
When I first read this, it really caught my attention.
当我第一次读到这段经文的时候我特别注意到。
I had to wonder about myself. Do I refuse to believe in God?
我会想那我怎么 我呢我是不是像他们一样我选择不信。
That's a sobering thought.
这是一个能够让我们提起警钟的一件事情。
It's not just asking, is my faith weak at times?
这不是在问说是不是我的信心软弱的问题。
But it's asking, am I choosing to not believe?
但是他真正问的是说是不是我坚决的拒绝相信。
I want to illustrate that we can both choose to believe and also choose to not believe.
所以这里告诉我们一个很大的差别。虽然我们可以选择去相信，但是同时说我们也可以选择不相信。
Because at the heart of not believing is the fact that we actually choose that.
所以这个最中心的这个概念里面所指出来的是，有的时候我们不相信是我们自己的选择。
Listen to these verses that illustrate the point.
我们看下面几个经节来说明。
Luke 24, verse 11 and 41.
路加福音24章11节跟41节。
Luke was speaking here about Jesus' resurrection.
这里是这个路加是讲到耶稣的复活。
And he said this, The disciples would not believe the women who had come and told them because their words seemed to them like nonsense. And then in verse 41, while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, Jesus asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?"
这两节经节里面说，他们这些话使徒以为是胡言，就不相信。他们真喜的不敢信，并且稀奇。耶稣就说：“你们这里有什么吃的吗？”
Notice，
注意
，They would not believe。
他们不愿意相信。
This was a choice。
这是一个选择。
John 20:25。
约翰福音20:25。
But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe."
多马却说，我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探他的钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
Look at John, 1 John 5:10.
约翰一书五章第十节后半部。
Here John makes a very strong statement.
这里约翰说了一件很重的话。
This is the second half of the verse.
就在这节经节的背后。
He says, "Whoever does not believe God has made God out to be a liar, because he has not believed the testimony God has given about His Son."
不信神的，就是将神当作说谎的，因不信神为他儿子所做的见证。
Let me suggest to you that calling God a liar is not a very wise thing to do.
让我提醒大家，我们把神当作说谎的，不是一个很聪明的决定。
Also, John 3:36.
约翰福音三章十六节。
Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him.
约翰福音三章三十六节，他说：“信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生。神的震怒藏在他身上。”
Notice in this verse, there's a contrast between believing and rejecting.
注意在这节经节里面，它有一个对比，就是相信或者是拒绝。
There's no middle ground here.
没有中间点。
It's either believing or rejecting.
或许你相信，或者是你拒绝。
And both of them are choices that we make.
这两个都是我们自己的选择。
Listen just for a moment to the different ways that this idea of not believing is translated in English.
注意一下在这个圣经里面这关于不信这个概念里面它是怎么样翻译成英文的。
These are different passages in scripture. I'm just going to read the phrase, but it illustrates how many different ways it expresses choosing to not believe.
这里面它所要说明的就是用不同的方式来表达不相信的这个概念。
I apologize that I can't do it in Mandarin, but I hope you catch the idea.
我跟大家抱歉，因为我不能用中文来表达，但是希望大家能够理解他这里面所要说的。
Would not believe. Did not believe.
哈哈。Yeah, because in Chinese, probably translated the same way.
Okay. Refused to believe. Were not believing. Continued in their unbelief. Were disobeying. Were not persuaded. Believed not. Disobeyed the truth. Had no faith. Would not put their trust in. Rejected the faith.Would not be persuaded. Were not willing to have faith. These are all ways that it expresses a choice to not believe.
英文里面所表达的是用不同的方式来表达。但是它的中心思想 就是跟我们选择了不要信的这个所谓的中心思想。
So, as followers of Jesus Christ, I hope this point is clear. When you or I don't believe God, it's because we've chosen to not believe.
那所以，但希望大我们大家都能够理解我所今天所要讲的这个重点，就是说，有很多时候当我们不信的时候，是我们的个人的选择，我们选择不信。
So I have to ask myself the question.
我需要问我自己这个问题。
Do I refuse to believe in God and how?
是不是我拒绝来相信？如果是的话，为什么是这个样子？
Might I effectively be calling God a liar by not believing?
如果我不信的时候，我是不是告诉神说你是一个说谎的人？
Of course we want to say, no, no, we don't do that.
那当然我们不愿意这样说。
But let's look at some ways in which I think we do choose to not believe.
但是让我们来看一下有哪些方法，哪些方式我们选择了 不愿意相信神。
Do I ever choose not to obey when Scripture speaks clearly?
我是不是有时候会选择所不愿意顺服圣经里面所说的？
Maybe I'm convinced it really doesn't work.
或者我有的时候读了圣经，我觉得说这个是不可能做得到。
Do I ever lean on my own understanding?
我是不是有时候宁愿相信我们自己？
Proverbs says, I'm not to do that. I'm in all my ways, I'm to acknowledge God.
箴言告诉我们说，我们不应该这样做。
So,
我们要学习信靠神。
So when I lean on my own understanding, am I really trusting God?
所以当我靠着自己的聪明智慧要来做决定的时候，那我是不是就没有在信靠神呢？
No, I'm elevating me over God in terms of what I know and what I think.
如果我们如此做的话，我们就是把我们自己提升高过神的地位。
Do I ever excuse or rationalize my sins rather than repenting of them?
我们是不是有时候找借口来说服自己，而不是为了要学习要悔改？
Do I hold on to secret sins?
我是不是有自己秘密的这些罪？
In each case, I'm really choosing to not believe what God says.
那其实在这些例子里面都是说明说我们宁愿选择不来信靠神。
How about the resources that God has given me?
神给我们的资源。
Do I use them as though they belong to me rather than to God?
我们是不是认为这是我们当得的，而不是神所赐给我们的？
Maybe I don't really trust God to know what He wants done with His resources.
或者我们并不信靠他，要用他所给我们资源来达到他所要在我们生命里面所要达到的目的。
Do I ever live as though I can make myself more acceptable to God?By doing good things.
我们会不会认为说我们能够讨神的喜悦，靠着我们自己所做的我们的能力来成就？
To be sure, God wants us to do good.
当然神要我们做有好的行为。
But never with the expectation that somehow it makes God love me more.
但是神并不是说你能够做这些为了要让你在我面前能够得到我的接受。
Each of these is a way in which I am refusing to believe in God.
这些都是我们选择，我们拒绝依靠神的不同的方式。
And there are many other ways that we could do that too.
那当然还有许多其他的方式。
But I trust you see the point.
那我希望说大家理解我今天所要讲的这个重点。
The solution in each case is the same.
解决的方式在这里是都是一样的。
I need to repent.
我需要悔改。
And I also need to obediently take God at His word.
我需要学习顺服神他所说的话语。
If I'm not living it, if I'm not obeying, I'm not really believing.
如果我没有活出圣经里面所说的话，那其实我就是没有在顺服神。
But this isn't all negative.
但这并不是全部负面的。
You see, God calls us to believe because He wants the best for us.
神呼召我们来信他是为了我们的好处。
He wants us as believers to live with Him in a personal and intimate relationship.
他要我们跟他有一个很好的关系。
He wants us to be confident in who He is.
他要我们来信靠他。
That He's trustworthy.
我们可以让我们他是可以信靠的。
So He wants us to trust Him in every decision.
他要我们在所有的我们的决定里面都来信靠他。
In every activity.
所有的我们的活动。
Every joy.
所有我们的这个喜乐。
Every challenge.
任何的挑战。
Even every sorrow.
即使能让我们伤心的事情。
Listen to what Jesus says in Matthew 11, 27 and 28.
我们看一下耶稣在马太福音11章27到28节里面所说的。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart.You'll find rest for your souls.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得安息。
These are not the words of someone who is a master to demand obedience, but someone who calls us to walk with him.
这不是一个要求我们来完全来顺服他的人的一个口气，他是邀请我们跟他一起同行。
It's his invitation to us.
他是一个邀请。
He asks us to give up control of our lives and instead to give him the control, who is truly in control of everything.
他邀请我们放弃我们自己想掌控的一切。然后把这些掌控的权交给他，因为他是掌控一切的主。
And who, by the way, loves us and knows what is best for us.
他爱我们，而且他知道什么对我们来是最好的。
Will you believe him in this point?
你愿意来信靠他吗？
Or will you again refuse to take him at his word?
还是你继续拒绝？接受他话所说的。
This is God's call to us as believers.
这是神给我们的护照，我们信主的人的护照。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, Your Word challenges us.
我们在天上的父，谢谢你，你的话语来给我们所做的挑战。
Because we know when we look at our own lives, we don't live it out in the way that you.Show us in your word.
我们知道，当我们看到我们自己的生命的时候，我们知道我们没有照着你的话所说的活出我们当活出来的。
We often say we believe, but we don't necessarily always live that.
我们经常说我们相信你，但是我们活的时候，活出来的时候，并不是如此。
Lord, I pray you would convict us of each time that we don't obey.
求主来帮助我们让我们知道当我们如此做的时候
Each time that really we're choosing not to believe you.
每次我们选择不相信你的时候
Lord, make clear to us that you are always working for our good.
让我们清楚的明了你要给我们的乃是最好的
What you ask of us is for our benefit.
你要求我们做的是为了我们的好处。
Help us to truly believe you.
让我们真正的来学习，来相信你。
And not to choose to reject what you say.
而不是拒绝你所要对我们所说的。
Thank you for these words.
谢谢你的话语。
And thank you for the Spirit.
谢谢圣灵。
Who gives us the power to trust you and to obey.
给我们能力来学习，来依靠主。
We pray that you'll be at work in our lives in every day, in every moment.
无时无刻求主在我们心里面来做工。
To teach us to walk with you.
教导我们怎么样与你同行。
To teach us to live with the same faith that we had when we came to you.
让我们活出这个信仰，从第一天我们接受你的时候开始。
Give us joy as we do that.
给我们喜乐，当我们如此行。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
奉耶稣名求。
Amen.
Amen.